The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Are we all right or are we all wrong? Or do we all not know? Is everybody correct? Yesterday, I posted a question. And I was just curious, because I've been on the phone with Lima several times, and I was just curious as to what Kenny Atkinson does that's different. Better? I think that obviously you have to say better, 12-0 to start the season. That's pretty damn good. But what does he do that's different? And I said, what the hell? Let's throw it out there to everybody. Tone, I got not just a whole bunch of responses. I have an innumerable amount of different responses to what he does, either different than J.B. Bickerstaff, Kenny Atkinson does, or better than J.B. Bickerstaff, Kenny Atkinson does. And I'm going, man, I looked at all of them and I go, I don't think any of us really know. Or we just all had a gripe with J.B. Bickerstaff, and somehow, because they're 12-0, so through 12-0, Kenny Atkinson has massaged each one of those gripes. Where do you stand, my friend?
I think Atkinson has obviously been great. You could just look at the record and see that. They're not fluking their way to this incredible start. They're the best shooting team, if you go by true shooting percentage, in the NBA ever, in the history of the NBA. So obviously that helps. When you see like the game the other night where they didn't even need Donovan Mitchell and Darius Garland in one of their huge lineups, they went with everybody but them. And still, actually, that lead ballooned up. Like, they are finding every which way to do it. And the beauty of this is they're not even like doing what the Knicks do, where they've got to go balls to the wall for 48 minutes and leave Jalen Brunson in for 42 minutes. Like, they're not doing that. Yeah. Everybody is coming in. And I think if you were this is a very vague thing. I just feel, God, this sounds like such a weird coach empowerment thing, but like they feel empowered to play good basketball, and they're all doing it. Like, they're all confident right now, and that's not something like X's and O's. I heard somebody say, "Well, they're cutting more." Like, I watched for 2 years the Cavs bloggers tell me the stuff that JB was running was some of the best in the league. Like, look at this play, look at this play, look at this play, and that went away last year. You know, when they were struggling against Orlando, they're not running anything good.
Yeah.
It's like, I think we get a little caught up in that stuff.
I want 216-474-0092. If you're up bopping around today, it's 12. They're 12-0. They got a game tonight. Is this counts towards
they
the NBA
again?
Cup, right? Yeah.
That's all they do is play games. That's the other thing about this. They've played more than anybody else.
Well, they have, because they have to fit them in before, like, you have like a week of up in the air because we don't know what's going to happen with the NBA Cup. And then you also have the All-Star game, and then you have to kind of fit it in where it's like, all right, we can't play back-to-backs, but we can play every other night. So they're going to play it basically every other night is what's going to happen, instead of having back-to-backs. And it's like, okay, at this part of the calendar, you end up having like 4 days off. So I kind of want to know, like, what is it? Because I don't know if there's a wrong. They're 12-0. How could anybody have a wrong answer? But I do think it goes to show where I have that many different responses. That many. It's we either, again, we had a problem with J.B. Bickerstaff. Each of us had our own little peccadillo with J.B. Bickerstaff. And because they're 12-0 and because we're watching, and certainly with the way the Browns season has gone, we're definitely watching the Cavs now, that he's done something to remedy that. Or could it possibly be that, hey, Darius Garland's healthy and is playing as confident a basketball as I've seen him ever play.
That's by far the best.
Ever play.
By far the best he's ever played. And now, some people say that's Atkinson. They'll just say that's Atkinson.
And there you go. And they're empowered to play at that level.
That also kind of sucks for Garland. I mean, Garland puts in the work this offseason and obviously got in the right mindset. He's talked to it. And then to just have the coach being given credit for it, that's kind of got to suck. I'm sure he doesn't care right now because he's playing so well. But when, you know, we're taking calls from people and they're like, well, that's the Atkinson effect. Or is it the Garland effect? If you guys thought Garland was really good and had a lot of talent, we all did. We all have been through a roller coaster with Darius.
Uh-huh.
We all certainly thought he was a gifted player. My questions were about him in the playoffs.
Well, it got to the point where, earlier I said, hey, is Darius untouchable again? And you had said, hey, don't answer it, because you had said, well, are you sure you want to ask that question right now? And I said, why? And you go, well, they are 12-0. If we start talking about something like that, people are going to get mighty sensitive.
Even
I go,
say,
you know
Ty
what?
Ty Jerome untouchable? That's people go, no.
That's a hell of
people
a point.
People go, yes. People say, we're not trading Ty Jerome.
We're not trading Ty Jerome. Is Ty Jerome a difference? Because, like, it's sometimes...
Which JB didn't have last year. Like, they...
Guys, they didn't.
The Cavs had, of all the contenders, arguably the worst point guard play of any team last year, of any of the good teams. Now, not only are they getting great point guard play out of Darius Garland, when he goes to the bench and Ty Jerome comes in, zero drop off. Zero. Like, and that's considering how amazingly well that Garland's playing.
That's true. And also, I mean, Evan Mobley he came to the league when he was 19. His name was not LeBron James, so you knew it was going to take a little bit of time to be mature. And what I mean by that is body-wise. I think he's a fine young man. It wasn't like he was acting a fool out there. But I mean body-wise, like, you got to... There's a difference between a 25-year-old man and a 19-year-old man. We see that in the NFL all the time. That's why you should take the 3 years before you go to the NFL. You're playing with grown folks. In the NBA, I think it's the same thing. Like, you had brought up Chet Holmgren. Chet Holmgren's body is still failing him, and it failed him again, sad to say.
Did you see that? I think anybody's body would have failed that fall.
Yeah.
That was not good.
It was not... Yeah, maybe that was a little bit strong to say about Chet Holmgren, but still very difficult to deal with. But to see Evan Mobley start to take flight, I think, helps. It's like, well, if JB was coaching, if Evan Mobley was in year four instead of year one, would it have been different? Like,
the holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's not a big, vigorous defense of J.B. Bickerstaff. Like, I thought, like, hey, this we're hearing enough where this run has come to an end. He did a fine enough job there, and we're hearing enough where it's like, hey, the players are thinking this. You know, it's Donovan's team now. He brought in his guys. You can look into that however way you want with whatever Easter egg you want. That's fine. And it seems to be time for JB to go. And this is not to say that Kenny Atkinson isn't doing a great job. How can I not say that Kenny Atkinson isn't doing a great job? They're 12-0. They're 12-0, and they've taken the city by storm. But I think it just goes to show that over time, you will have so many different gripes with a coach. And when a new coach comes in and you do this well to start things off, everybody had something that was satiated during this time, during this 12-0 run to start off this season. Everybody had a gripe. It was fixed. The refs, the whole ref thing, gone. Like, so I brought up to somebody, I said, well, Donovan Mitchell did have a pretty strong conversation and comment after the game last week, which are like, hey, but he didn't do it on the floor. And I go, you know what? Point taken. That's right. JB would get upset with the refs. I mean, everything.
Yeah, they were obsessed.
Everything. 216-474-0092. And I'll tell you what, that seems to be like the easiest scratch the surface thing. I go, even that, definitely 100%. Chris and Medina, you're first up on the fan. Hello, Chris.
Morning, fellas.
Morning.
I think the big thing with JB was that we were hard, scrappy, get down in the trenches, you know, win by 2 points if we had to, hold them down to under 100 points if we had to. And, well, yeah, defense is important, but now we're seeing that offense is a lot important, too, and getting Evan Mobley to go coast to coast, holy cow, he can do that. It's a great thing to see that Mitchell doesn't need to score 30 points every night for us to win.
Well, I also want to know, and Chris, I think that's a hell of a point, and thank you very much for it, because it's not just, I mean, you had mentioned this before, Tone, and Chris, you hit on something, thank you for the call. Who is it? Jalen Brunson. You mentioned Jalen Brunson before the show. But you got to score like 40 a night for the Knicks to be like that type of team. You're not needing Donovan Mitchell to play 45 minutes and score 45 points a night. You're not needing to do that. Like last year, it felt like there was a lot of times you needed to do that. A couple of years before, like when was it? Was it the year right before they brought in Donovan where they had that like 10-1 start and they were blowing teams out? And there was a lot of like, is this sustainable? And you were like, nah. I mean, both of us were like, I don't know if it's sustainable in that case.
Yeah, this seems different.
Might have been 2 years before that even.
They've had great runs. This is the thing about the Cavs. They have had exceptional runs almost every year for like 5 straight years. They have had moments in time.
Yeah.
The Cavalanche thing isn't something that just started this year. Last year, remember, they went 17-1. And that was not with a healthy Cavs team. But this does feel different. This feels, because it's all their normal team with the exception of Max Strus, this feels like something that they could be able to replicate come playoff time, especially if, you know, Darius has this level of confidence. And he's the one that, you know, we do wonder, I've never questioned his talent. I've never once questioned that.
Clearly.
I've always questioned when the games get more physical, he's one of the smaller point guards. Like, how is that going to go once the playoffs start? Like, he has had really rough moments in the playoffs. The Cavs have had not a lot of playoff success. I mean, their playoff success was beating Orlando, a team they were supposed to beat last year, and they barely got by them, and they needed a second half in Game 7 to be able to do it. This team doesn't feel like that could happen to them, plus the Eastern Conference looks abysmal. I mean, did you see Philly last night?
Terrible.
Joel Embiid looks like he's not ready for basketball. He looks like he's 2 months away. He's probably not going to play tonight. They didn't have Maxey.
Oh.
Like, the Philadelphia is 2-8, and that was one of the teams that I said, all right, that's a team we've got to get past. Well, in a regular season, they've already
Embiid's not going to play. If Embiid played last night, he's not playing tonight. Right. He's not going to play back-to-backs.
So tonight should be.
But he was on record about that.
Right.
Yeah. So, scheduled to win.
Yeah, it seems like it.
Joe in North Ridgeville.
They all feel like that right now.
That's true.
That's how good they're playing.
Joe in North Ridgeville, you're next up on the fan. Go ahead, Joe.
This is the best show on all of radio every morning.
All right. All right. Thank you, Joe. Go ahead.
So, like, I think I've been watching them this year a little more than last year even. I'm not a Bickerstaff fan. I think he should have been released 2 years ago.
Ooh.
But I think, like, when we started playing multiple rotations and bringing players in from the G League or, like, you know, up, that's when the Cavs played good last year. That's when the year before, when they were like winning 6 games in a row, and people are like, man, this is a good team, and Wade was playing. I think that's a lot more of better players now development of the younger players that we're getting, and a lot to do with the coaching. But, I mean, it's exciting. I have a 12-year-old that all he talks about is the Cavs now. He's, like, never talked about basketball. So this is great. Like, it's a good thing for the city, and it just, if it keeps it up, I just hope on Sunday they're still undefeated when we go to the game.
Well, considering, it'll be awesome. I mean, even if they weren't, and I mean, they very well, let me get my book out. Damn it, where's my book? Joe, thank you very much for the call.
They got Philly tonight, Chicago Friday, Sunday is Charlotte.
Okay, very well, they could be still undefeated. I mean, they could be 14-0 by the time that comes around. Even if they weren't to be, I mean, Judas Priest, it's still an incredible run. I think, and by the way, you got Joe who's, it sounds like a football guy first. Maybe I'm wrong to say maybe he's a baseball guy, but it sounds like he's a football guy first. This is the best time for this to happen at the beginning of the year. It's like you're 12-0. The other team's not just not doing well. I mean, we got players talking about business decisions for crying out loud. I think that goes without saying.
Like going to a Cavs home game for literally 4 years has been one of the best bargains, best bets in town. And I'm not talking about price. I'm talking about wins.
Show,
when they go,
winning.
They win. And not only when you go, and this was even under Bickerstaff, just the place, the roof seems like it's going to come off. It has like a college atmosphere.
They do a good job.
They do such a great job over there, and they win. They win at home. They've been doing this for 4 years.
216-474-0092. We're going to get back to this coming up in a bit.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.